trees.
Hello, welcome to Different. I'm Above the Trees, your host for the next hour, as we dig deep into the rich soil of techno music. Let's set the scene. Picture it. 1994, a kid in Poland gets his mind blown by hearing the Prodigy's Everybody in the Place on the radio. This sparked a fascination with electronic music from UK and Germany. Fast forward to early 2000s, and you'll find that same kid, now in Chicago, diving headfirst into the city's renowned house music scene, but always with an ear tilted towards the deeper vibrations. The deep house scene was where I found my groove. The mid to late 2000s brought a minimalist wave that introduced me to micro house and dub techno. It was a sound I embraced and promoted through Just Quality Music, a brand I started in 2008 that spent live radio shows, podcasts, and even parties featuring the creme de la creme of the minimal techno and deep house international DJs at the time. After a brief relocation to Washington, D.C., where I continue my radio shows and parties for a couple of years, I made my way back to Chicago. At that time, I added a record label to Just Quality Music portfolio. The record label was called JQM Recordings. In 2015, I took a pause and stepping away from the decks to explore other pursuits. Yet, music is not something one can simply leave behind. Following a move to Los Angeles and later to Austin, Texas in 2021, I found my way back behind the decks under a new moniker, Above the Trees. And that's how we arrive at Different. This is not just a show, it's an exploration, a journey through intricate labyrinth of dub deep, atmospheric and hypnotic techno. Each episode, I'll be your guide, spotlighting noteworthy artists and releases that are pushing boundaries and making waves around the world. So strap in and prepare to embark on an immersive ride. Whether you're nestled in with headphones or dialing up your car audio system, get ready for a sonic expedition that goes beyond the usual. This is Different, and your journey starts now. We'll be right back.
guys, this is Lindsay, aka Polygonia, and you're listening to Different with Above the Trees.
So you're listening to the first track tonight. This is Lindsay Wang, aka Polygonia. She's based in Munich, Germany. She plays acoustic instruments, studies various other art forms. She's been sort of my favorite over last year or so. I found her randomly. She did a lot of remixes for well-known artists in hypnotic techno genres. She's got this mystic, deep, and organic character built into all of her tracks, which are in the genres of deep techno, down-tempo, and ambient. Together with artists like The Site and MTRL, she established her collective and labeled called IO in 2018. In 2021, she launched a collaborative band project called Lighter with the musicians Nicholas Bühler and Moritz Stahl, and they're focusing on fusion of jazz and electronic music. In July of last year, she founded her own label called Q1. It's spelled Q-E-O-N-E. And in addition to that, she manages the premier podcast and platform called Hadal Resonance. She's currently on tour in Japan with upcoming tour in the United States in October. And she's one of my favorites. She's definitely an artist to put on your radar and watch closely. Let's continue with her unreleased track called Gefinde. And I'm sure this is going to be released pretty soon. She was so grateful to send this to me, and I absolutely love this track. All right, let's keep it locked. Right now we have a Diffuse Signal. The EP is called Gris. It was released on a new Chinese label called, I'm sorry, they're not new. The label is called Indefinite Pitch, and it was released on June 18th.
Diffuse Signal is Perth, Australia, the world's most isolated big city artist. His sound is inspired by his love for science fiction and astrophysics, harnessing disorder rhythms, tensive drones, and diffuse atmospheric to create deep, powerful hypnotic techno. Straight from his Bandcamp description. Let's take a listen. Track is, like I said, Indefinite Pitch, and the EP is called Destination. This is number 12. Artifact from the good track is called Delta. It's from Float Plane EP. It's released on a Spanish Semantica label, a very good label. Track was released in April of this year. I don't know a lot about Artifact, but I know they are a Dutch duo by names of Nick Lapien and Robin Koek. And they have released previously on Delson and Prologue. Make sure to check them out. That's coming up next. and this is Delta. If you want to check this one out, like I said, this is Semantica label and it's number 143. Next, we have sort of a weird name, Bath Boy and Leyline. The track is called Ashaya. It's on Lichen EP, released in May this year. It was released on Aedi, A-E-D-I Records, which is a part of very well known in hypnotic techno circles record label called Hypnus from Stockholm, Sweden. An interesting story about Lichen EP is that it was made during a creative challenge back in December of 2022. 32 producers were assigned random partners to practice communication while getting a chance to work with new people within the Aedi community. And 13 tracks were submitted and voted to four favorite by the community. And the release title and artwork were made collectively. And all the hundreds of Aedi were free to participate. And it's an interesting project, basically collaboration of a lot of artists. And yeah, this was a selection. That track is coming up next and it's called Ashaya. later on in the show, we're going to have another track from the same project. Well, it's the same project, but additional release that they did on A80 Records. And that was released actually this month. So stay tuned for that one. That's coming up towards the end of the show. For now, this is Ashaya by Bathboy and Leyline, and this is on A80 Records. Coming up next, we're gonna slow down a little bit. The next track, it's from Gradient. The track is called Relict. It's a Marv rework. It's a vinyl only release on a pretty underground label that I found recently. And the label is called Outlaw. This is their 11th release. The label is run by a guy named Matthew O. And Gradient, the artist behind this track, is Igor Arsnaev from St. Petersburg in Russia. I didn't find a lot of information about him, but you can look him up on Discogs. So it's Gradient, Relict, Marv rework coming up next. Going more dub techno now. We'll be right back. if you want to check out the track listing for the entire show, I just made a website for Different. The website address is dffrntpodcast.com. You're going to be able to, website is still in, you know, process, I'm still building it, but you're going to be able to see the track listing and information and download links and Bandcamp links for all the artists. Next, we have an artist. He's an enigma. His name is Vril. This is an album that was from the album that was released in March of this year on Delsin, release number 152. In 2014, his album Taurus became a reference in the dub techno genre thanks to its reinterpretation of the style, adding decidedly more experimental and ambient notes produced by a wavetable synthesizer. His latest solo album, Animist, which is this is going to be a track from this album, was released, like I said, March of 2023. It's super good album. Definitely check it out. The track I selected from it is called Coro. The whole album is fantastic, so check it out. Also, I'm gonna play two tracks from this new album. One right now, Kuru, and another one probably going to close this show with it. And that other track is coming up at the end. It's called Sohan. This is Kuro from Vril. You're listening to Different with me, Above the Trees, on shirtfrequenciesradio.live. Coming up next, it's one of my favorite ambient artists, sort of ambient and dub, really. His name is Segu. I think that's how you pronounce his name. It's from, the track is called Inner Strength Dub, on brand new label from South Korea called Arbor Cove Dubs. It was released in June. And a little bit about Segu. His real name is Jordan Sauer, and he is an electronic music producer from Vancouver. He creates ambient and dub techno music with layers of field recordings, acoustics, and electronic sounds. And he has released numerous solo albums and collaborations with artists from around the world, including three very well-received album, which I love. The album is called Pacifica. It was released in 2013 on Silent Season, very good label. And I actually had a pleasure of seeing Segu live in Montreal in 2014 during Mutech Festival. Little note about this EP. The music on this EP was produced from samples and concepts that took shape between 2018 and 2021. The music is longer form, hypnotic, and with melodic elements that bring warmth and positive energy. Straight from Bandcamp again. All right, if you want to get some more info about him, you should definitely check out his website. It's seguambient.com, and Segu is spelled S-E-G-U-E. So seguambient.com. Check out his other albums. He's really good. It's a really chill music. Very good listening experience. All right, that's coming up next. We'll be right back. If you're a music producer who makes dub techno, deep techno, atmospheric techno, hypnotic techno, and you would like your music to be featured on the show, please don't hesitate to send me an email. And you can email me at hello@dffrntpodcast.com. Also, for the listeners, if you guys have any feedback for the show, this is my first episode. I am open to feedback, positive or negative. Let me know. What do you think? I'm a little bit rusty with doing radio shows. It's been over 10 years for me. I think 10 years, maybe 10 years. I'm going to try to get better. But let's keep it locked for now. Coming up next, we have another dub techno track. This time it's from Insect O, Insect O. I think it's Insect O. I'm not sure if it's Insect O or Zero. But the track is called Volca Dub from Sandstone's EP, released on Etui Records from Dresden, Germany. And Insect O is actually Oliver Hartmann, who is a founder of Etui Records. It's a very good label. He's sort of a Dresden, Germany legend. Go to his website, check him out. There's a lot of stuff about him on it. He travels the world, does video stuff, really cool guy. His website is insect-o.de. Insect-o.de. Volca Dub is the name of the track, and it's coming up next. If you're a producer, you're probably wondering, is Volca Dub because of the little synthesizer from Cork? Yes, it is. That track was actually made 10 years ago. He just didn't release it for a very long time. And it's finally up now. Coming up next, we have an absolute legend, one of my favorite artists ever. His name is Donato Dozy. He's got a he had a new release in April. It was a four tracks EP called Chrono on a label Gang of Ducks, and the track is called Fluzo 3, number 3. you know, Donato Dozzi, for fans of dub techno and hypnotic and ambient, he doesn't need any introduction. But I'll, for the people that don't know who he is, he's an Italian DJ and producer, founder of Dozzi Records and co-founder of Spazio Disponibile, if I'm pronouncing this right. His nickname is The Professor for his academic achievement in music. Dozzi's first solo album, K, was released by Further Records in 2010. Fantastic album. And then following year, Dozzi and Neil, another artist, launched their Voices from the Lake project with performance at the Labyrinth Festival in Japan, as well as Silent Drops EP issued by Prologue, another great label. The duo self-titled debut followed in 2012 and was instantly hailed as a classic. Resin Advisor named it the best album of the year. The duo continued performing and releasing music, and Dozzi remained busy as a solo artist. In 2013, Spectrum Spools released Donato Dozzi Play B Mask, and the Italian producer remixes of Vaporwave by American experimental artist B Mask. And that was 10 years ago. So since then, he had many releases. He's a fantastic artist, really. If you don't know him, you should check him out. Coming up next, it's Donato Dozzi, Fluzo. Seems like we're getting towards the end of the first hour, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna play that track I mentioned before from second release of Aieri Records, from that project, Community Project, and then the second track from Vril, so we have to close the show within an hour. So yeah, this is the last track for this episode. Donato Dozzi and Sabla on Chrono EP. Track is called Fluzo number 3. If you guys want to support the show, check out the dffrntpodcast.com. Pretty soon we're going to probably have a Patreon. And we already have a Discord channel. You're going to be able to find the link to the Discord channel on that website. And make sure to check out Shirt Frequencies Radio.live. They have very good DJs with other shows. And keep it luck until the next episode. This is Above the Tree, signing off in 1 minute. And I hope you guys are doing great. And check out the next episode. Thanks. Good night.